Module 3, Lesson 5, Where Should My Child Sleep? If your child is already sleeping in a crib in their own room, you can skip Lessons 5 and 6 altogether. However, if you and your child are currently sharing a room, whether your child's in their own crib, in a sidecar bed, or a bed sharing arrangement, or if your child is in a big kid's bed in their own room, there may be some changes that you need to make to the sleeping arrangement in order to improve your little one's sleep. I do want to start off by saying there's no ideal or overall best solution when it comes to where your child should sleep. Our stance is that wherever you as a family sleep the best and the safest is the best option for your family. However, do keep in mind that what worked for your family before may need to shift now that your little one's getting older and their and your needs might be changing. So in this lesson, we want to give you enough information to decide if and what needs to change in your current sleep arrangement as you get ready to sleep train your little one. So as mentioned in lesson 4, safe sleep guidelines do say to room share with your baby for the first 6 months of life at least. However, some scientific studies have shown that room sharing after 6 months of age may indeed actually lead to poorer sleep quality. This is because when your child is sleeping in your room, that deepest sleep between 7 and 11 p.m. may be disrupted when you go to bed, potentially at around 9 or 10 p.m. And this can lead to more frequent night wakings throughout the rest of the night. We've also seen in practice that night sleep may be harder to improve when room sharing, simply because babies and toddlers tend to check up on mom and dad during the night. Moving your child to their own bedroom as part of the sleep training process may be helpful, especially for toddlers, as it's easier to establish those new sleep habits and rules around bedtime in a new environment versus trying to teach your child that they can't come into your bed in the middle of the night anymore when it's literally right next to their bed. For some families, yes, bed sharing means that everyone gets a better night's sleep. However, we're assuming that you're doing this course because your little one is struggling with sleep. And although it's not always the case, bed sharing often comes with feeding to sleep, frequent night waking, and multiple night feeds. So if things are already difficult, bed sharing can be really hard to maintain long term, especially if you want to improve your child's sleep. It can be really challenging to wean your little one from falling asleep at the breast if mama continues to sleep next to the child the whole night. For the child, that feels almost like the equivalent of us having a bowl of chocolate treats right in front of us on the table, but we're not allowed to take one. Needless to say, that kind of situation can cause a lot of extra protest and frustration, which can just make the process way more difficult for both you and your child. So, if your child is currently bed sharing or room sharing, then you will probably need to give them a more independent sleep space in order to see the maximum improvement during sleep training. Depending on your little one's age and mobility, that could be moving from bed sharing to a sidecar crib right next to your bed. It could be moving the crib further away from your bed, but keeping it still in your room. It could be moving your child fully into their own room or removing your presence from their room. Remember, it's always really important that you choose the safest option. This next lesson is going to walk you through the house two steps of the various bed transitions that you might need to do as part of your sleep training.